Yesterday, while campaigning for property tax relief in Tallahassee, Charlie Crist shared the spotlight with reporters with the landlord, Stephen Prophet. Prophet said he liked the doubling of the homestead exemption and the 10% cap on commercial and non-homesteaded property, but he also admitted the plan would only bring him modest savings. During discussions in the House last week, legislators flirted with putting a cap on a property tax increase to non-homesteaded properties as low as 3%, which is what the limit has been on homesteaded properties since the mid-1990s. A 5 and 7% cap were also discussed, but the final bill puts that cap at 10%. Clearwater landlord Marty Altner, who has been a vocal critic of how the legislature has ignored the property tax situation affecting landlords and small business owners like himself, said there are some items in the new legislation that are praiseworthy, but overall, he's still not happy at all with the proposal.
Senate goes ahead and tosses the proposal back to the House with this 10% cap, which, as you just said, the House, I believe, at that point was pressing for a 5% cap, and the Senate adjourns. The Senate adjourns. There's no negotiation. This is just holding a gun to the head of the House, all of the members of the House.
And Altner says the entire process of how the legislature came up with their new plan was a classic case of non-democracy in action in Florida.
And you notice the way this tends to work. The House, which again, because it's a larger body, smaller districts, I know my House representative personally. I know a number of House representatives here in Pinellas County personally. And I also happen to know my senator, but, you know, not quite on the same basis. The point is that, again, they're the representatives that people have been going to, people like myself, and taking them down to our stores and taking them down to our buildings or pointing out how the math doesn't work in our businesses anymore for us and for those that rent from us. And they have finally come, as I said, reluctantly, as we both know, to understand the problem. But to turn around while they're in the midst of negotiation and just do a take it or leave it, I don't know. No, by no means am I pleased, and yet I am finally pleased that we're at the point of beginning to understand that small businesses exist, renters exist, et cetera, and that we need some relief, especially since we've been bearing the vast majority of the real estate property tax burden here in the state now for many, many years.
Altner believes the House members, up for re-election every 2 years, are simply more in touch with their constituents and their counterparts in the state Senate.
The point is that, again, they're the representatives that people have been going to, people like myself, and taking them down to our stores and taking them down to our buildings or pointing out how the math doesn't work in our businesses anymore for us and for those that rent from us. And they have finally come, as I said, reluctantly, as we both know, to understand the problem.